This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 18th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. China and Japan are best friends, which is ironic because China hates Japan. Yet the premise isn't ironic. However, does the fact that it's not ironic make it ironic? The Chinese sure don't know, but they do know their enemies. Seemingly overnight, China said it was preparing economic sanctions against Japan. Now, China has decided to take it a step further. At least two Chinese ocean surveillance and fishery patrol ships have sailed into Japanese territory near the disputed islands. This takes place on the anniversary of the Japanese occupation of China in 1931. In regards to the sanctions, China is actively considering, quote, using its power as Japan's biggest creditor with $230 billion of bonds to impose sanctions on Japan in the most effective manner and bring Tokyo's festering fiscal crisis to a head. Mr. Jin said China can afford to sacrifice its low-value-added exports to Japan at a small cost. By contrast, Japan relies on Chinese demand to keep its economy afloat and stave off irreversible decline. Gee, China's being a real bitch about the whole thing, but I don't blame them. When you have this much power, it makes no sense not to abuse it. Just when you thought the word progress had meaning with the abolishment of the Military Detention Act, it turns out that totalitarian America has striked back. From Russia Today, a lone appeals judge bowed to the Obama administration late Monday to reauthorize the White House's ability to indefinitely detain American citizens without charge or due process. The oddest part of the legislation is that the FBI, the CIA, the Director of National Intelligence, the Pentagon, and the Attorney General didn't support it. FBI Director Robert Mueller even said, "I suspect it passed because of the corporations, seeing the unrest in the streets, knowing that things are about to get much worse, worrying that the Occupy movement will expand, do not trust the police to protect them. They want to be able to call in the army, and now they can. Always the corporations and the banks." On Monday, the US Justice Department asked for an emergency stay on that order, and hours later, Judge LaHire agreed. However, the stay will only remain in effect until at least September 28th, until a resolution is sought. It's important to note that LaHire was appointed to the court by President Obama. Enjoy your democracy, another way of portraying legalized fraud. The head of MF Global Equity Derivatives Trading has launched a hedge fund. Don't even get me started on this one. Mr. Bystrom first discussed starting a hedge fund 5 years ago. It was only after MF Global filed the eighth biggest US bankruptcy under Chapter 11 on October 31st did Bystrom know the time was right to act on the plan, he said, partnering with Mr. Boyarowski, owner of a New York-based equity volatility hedge fund. Quote, Bystrom, "The opportunity set expands dramatically in times of higher volatility, when most other asset classes are not performing well. Get rid of the derivatives and leverage, period. End the fraud by not building it into the system. Who even cares anymore? Things are so corrupt, you can literally see the haze." America, you're a dirty dog. You're a meanie, and some might even have the audacity to call you an asshole. But when even Nigeria gets it, I think it's time to step down and defuse the ruse. The head of Nigeria's central bank has said that QE is driving the price of oil due to hot money from quantitative easing. Damn, Ben, is it because you hate blacks? Then again, he's a Zionist Jew, so who doesn't he look down upon? Yet, history paints a different picture. Quote a letter from 1951 from the then Fed chairman Thomas McCabe. Lenin was certainly right. There is no subtler, no surer means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. So the Fed wasn't always the corrupt institution it is today. It's only once the Ponzi runs out of steam do people begin to lie and become desperate. He goes on to say that confidence of the public in government securities as well as in other forms of liquid savings is inextricably bound up with the public confidence in the value of the dollar. However, the ultimate kicker, he says, interest rates should be high enough, however, so that debt will be bought and firmly held by the investing public and will not need the support of an undue amount of money creation. Ben, how could you get it so wrong? Of course, let me introduce you to the modern central planner mentality. We must save the status quo and our banker friends! Welcome to reality. So you're a gold bug. Fly, my pretty! If it weren't for the fact that you weighed 10,000 times a normal bug. but get excited over the future. While US money supply in the form of M2 has risen 30% since June 2008, gold production has fallen by 1.7% despite rising gold prices. In fact, ore grades have declined 8% annually, while cash costs have had a 14.1% CAGR since 2005 for senior producers. Why, feel free to embezzle in your own wet dreams about showering yourself in gold. It's non-reactive, so you can eat as much as you like. All the while, the Bank of England has expanded 362%, with the Fed following at 223% of free money printing. Delicious. Gold has only increased some 8%. If you're not excited about the future, for all the wrong reasons, get cracking, soldier. Only 50 more push-ups and I'll consider you a man. The Bank of Japan is to consider additional easing. Oh dear. Maybe they can use that money to buy additional islands while they're at it, and then they can lower the age for which you can buy government bonds to a fruitful age of 5. They'll be called children bonds, and they'll have a maturity duration from recess to lunch. Just enough time to afford some tomato sauce for that meat pie. Then it just hit me. This is Japan, not Australia. Some would say that I'm anti-American, which is fair enough, since I'm not even American and I've never been to the country, which is weird since I talk about it every day like I'm a terrorist on foreign soil. At least that's how the FBI currently describing me. But you need to look no further than our current crop of US leaders to see the true culprit. The median net worth of the middle class has plunged 28% since the year 2000, back to early 90s levels. Chuck in the incessant inflation and declining wages, and even the medieval peasants seem to be earning more than us. This is your America. Enjoy it while it lasts. Lonmin's South African miners have received a 22% wage increase, ending the effective strike for thousands of workers, a knife in the heart for global corporations. Of course, like Terminator, will simply heal the wound with that crazy metal stuff in their body. I have a slight admiration for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper! Get out! I'll be back. I was never very good. The US Embassy in Beijing was under protest by Chinese marchers. Now China are just begging the US to side with Japan. The marchers shouted, "Pay back the money!" and "Down with US imperialism!" Some embassy cars were reportedly attacked. However, the thing I find hilarious is the fact that the premise was heavily guarded by Chinese security. I mean, come on, guys! Don't you see the stupidity in all this? It's not my fault I don't believe in lucky numbers. Just because the number 4 in Chinese also sounds like the word death doesn't make it unlucky. I'm gonna have 4 kids with 4 fingers, I'll cut off their thumbs, and I'll force them to play Foursquare all day! I've lost it. Lastly, a quote from Bob Jumanji. It's actually Junjua, but I like the movie. He says that central bankers are attempting the grossest misallocation and mispricing of capital in the history of mankind. The private sector knows all this, consciously and or subconsciously, which is why I feel these current policy settings are doomed to fail. True words spoken from a board game. And in our last minute bulletin, nothing has changed, and things have just gotten worse. European banks fail to cut as Draghi loans defer leverage. Mitt Romney's secret video reveals views on Obama voters. Romney stands by government-dependent victims remark. Video shows Libyans helping rescue US ambassador after attack. Fannie Mae paid Bank of America premium to transfer soured loans, regulator. Northrop to shed nearly 600 jobs. Low markets, retail currency traders turn to algorithms. UK royal family wins French ruling on Kate photos. Nevada reclusive dies with $200 in bank, $7 million in gold at home. Gap between rich and poor grows in Germany. Chicago teachers meet Tuesday to decide whether to end strike. Australia's Fortescue wins debt breather, shares soar, a deal which ultimately will prime equity and unsecured loans by $4.5 billion in secured debt. Ford car sales fall 29% in Europe. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 18th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.